Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad live from Kitchen Notes this morning at the Omni Hotel. And we're talking Titans and talking NFL and the new proposal that they've given in terms of the CBA. And to help us do that, we're going to bring in Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation's Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. Teron, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on?
Teron, what's your kind of your first reaction to the proposal that the NFL owners have thrown out there, extending the season to 17 games, extending the playoffs, and then, of course, giving up some financial concessions to the players? What was kind of your first reaction when you saw the proposal that was thrown out there?
Well, my first reaction was, okay, you have guys who signed contracts based off a 16-game season. So how are they going to be compensated for that extra game? That's something. Then also, one of the other things that I thought of was in the playoffs, a guy like not even Pat Mahomes. Let's say we'll look at this Titans team and we'll look at contracts. So let's say Taylor Lewan gets paid the same amount per game as Dennis Kelly does, right? So these are two extra games. You know, there are extra games that these guys are playing, but I don't know that they're getting compensated correctly for it. So that's the first thing I thought of, frankly.
J.J. Watt tweets out, hard pass last night, Teron. Do you sense that's a popular opinion among players right now?
I'm curious. I think they're going to be against that 17-game season. So I'm going to say yes, I do sense that is the popular opinion. But that's purely going off of guessing, right? Nothing researched about it or anything like that.
Teron, when you take a look at this proposal, an impact it could have on the Titans, especially if it's ratified before March the 18th, is, you know, right now the Titans would be in a position where they could use the franchise tag and the transition tag if they so choose to do so. If this goes into effect before the new league year, they would only be able to use one. How could that affect the Titans and their negotiations with both Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and I'll even throw Jack Conklin in there as well as they move forward if this gets put into place before the new league year?
Yeah, it could be major. I think right now Jack Conklin is going to be the most coveted of those three free agents, the Titans, or free agents to be on the Titans, the top three. So he's someone that, I mean, I could have seen them placing a tag on him, one of the two, to make sure that they had the last say in what happens. And if he left, they get actual compensation. So it definitely affects that because, you know, they may have placed the franchise tag on Conklin, worked out a deal with Tannehill, and placed a transition tag with Derrick Henry, which, you know, I think would have been around $12 million or so. So it definitely has an impact on the Titans and what they want to do because that is taking away their ability to, you know, have specific last say on a couple of their guys.
Yeah, Teron, that's one thing that's interesting to me about this offseason. You know, obviously John Robinson's never used a tag before, and I, you know, I'm sure every GM would rather not use a tag if they can avoid it. I do feel like Robinson, you know, I mean, he's gotten ahead of the curve on a lot of guys that he knows he wants, and he's you know, put together these long-term deals for a lot of the really good veterans he's had. But this is a different offseason. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a different challenge for him. Do you think that he is actively, you know, I guess expecting to utilize a tag if he has both at his disposal, or even if he has one? Or do you think that he is, I guess, maybe less likely than some GMs to just slap one on a player?
I think he's holding on to it as a last resort. He is less likely, from what we've seen as far as his track record is concerned, to use a tag. But, you know, these two situations, Tannehill and Derrick Henry, they're different than any negotiations I could imagine him having to do because you're really weighing, what, 10 games versus 6 years, You know what I mean? So you really have to try to figure out, okay, who is this quarterback that I'm signing, right? And you have people where they'll say, hey, you got to forget about what he did in Miami. No, you can't forget about what he did in Miami and what happened in Miami. There were different situations, but the fact of the matter is it happened, right? So you have to figure out, is it that guy that's going to be regressed to, or what kind of situation will allow us to have a quarterback that played the way he did this past year, right? So that's what I would be thinking about if I was John Robinson. And I think Tannehill has to understand that, you know, all of that is going to come into play. And it's tough to give a guy $30 million, right? When, you know, most recently there's one season to go by that was worthy of, you know, a high-end contract for a quarterback. And then you also have the Derrick Henry situation. And with that, obviously, I am not one who says you don't pay a particular position because they play that position, right? So you have to figure out, okay, how can I make this running back contract right? You know, how could I make it to where it works for him and me? That's what John Robinson's thinking about. And let's face it, Larry Johnson, you saw what happened with him in 05 and 06, all the carries in those 2 years, and then in 07 you had to drop, right? Fortunately, more recently you had Ezekiel Elliott, who had back-to-back-to-back 300-plus carry seasons, and he's been okay. I don't know if you saw Derrick Henry's Instagram, but that dude's putting in some work, right? So yep. Maybe he will be all right in the next couple of years and be able to give you the production that a high-end running back contract would warrant. But I think those two are so tied together because I don't know that you get the Ryan Tannehill that you had this past year without that rushing attack. So it's a tough situation for him.
Last thing for you, Teron. ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us. Derrick Henry and a lot of Titans fans made some a big to-do about this when he made comments on the Rich Eisen show about Zeke Elliott's contract being the floor. He has since gone on Bussin' with the Boys with Taylor Lewan and Will Compton and clarified that he misunderstood what Rich Eisen was talking about. Also said on the podcast, basically was like, why would the Titans look elsewhere besides Ryan Tannehill? Would he not be good enough? What did you make of Derrick Henry's appearance on that podcast, and specifically those two questions regarding Tom Brady coming to the Titans and his contract status in negotiations with the Titans?
I thought it was really good, and it was refreshing to hear him in an interview setting and be relaxed, right? And that's just Derrick Henry. When you get him one-on-one or in a, you know, not in a scrum, he is very open. So with those comments, I get it. I mean, I understand what he's saying when he said that, you know, his interpretation of Zeke Elliott being the floor, right, his numbers being the floor. And I think if it was something that he was really working to get as far as, like, hey, I have to get better numbers than Zeke Elliott, I think he wouldn't be on a podcast clarifying his statements. He wouldn't be on social media clarifying his statements.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, he wouldn't be saying so aggressively that he wants to be back with the Titans. So I don't really buy into the big deal about the comments. It was framed incorrectly when he responded and said that Zeke's numbers were the floor. And then as far as the Tannehill situation, I mean, I think he's going to say that. Most of the players will say that because, you know, that's what's most likely to happen, Ryan Tannehill to be back. So imagine you go out there and you say, hey, you know what? That's Tom Brady. I'd rather have Tom Brady than Ryan Tannehill.
I want the GOAT.
Yeah. And he doesn't come and Tannehill comes back. Then what? You know, it's easier to how can I put it? It's easier to justify saying that you want a guy that you've played with back, right, to Tom Brady, than it would be to justify saying, telling Tannehill you want Tom Brady back. It's just, I think it's damage control, and it's just smart as far as how he went about that situation.
I think he really feels that way, though, too, right? I think he should feel that way, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I think it does. He does feel that way. I mean, again, they went to the AFC Championship game with this dude as the quarterback. So naturally, they're going to want him back because they've already seen, you know, they saw everything, how it worked and how it happened. So, yeah, I think that's a genuine feel.
Teron Davenport has been our guest. TD, thanks for coming on with us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
You got it. Take it easy.
All right, Teron.
Really interesting stuff there from Teron. And I do think, look, when you're Derrick Henry and you're in that situation on a podcast, if you come out and say, oh, man, wouldn't it be cool to see Tom Brady come here, and then all of a sudden you go through an offseason and he's not here, and Ryan Tannehill comes back and is just looking at you in the huddle and be like, hey, man, what's going on? Did you have a good summer? You didn't want me to come back. Cool.
I think we'll go play action on this one again. You know, let's just keep going play action.
It's just a very interesting situation. And, you know, Teron was talking about, you know, the running back contracts there in terms of what Derrick Henry himself may be looking for, and made some interesting points that I want to get into, and we'll do that on the other side of the break. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad. We'll be back next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.